is Patty Vasquez on WGN 720, and I am, you know what, I'm eating the kind of food that you should have on Easter to celebrate the Lord rising. I don't know what I'm saying right now because I'm eating chocolate M&Ms. That seems to make sense to me because Craig likes his Peeps, his stale Peeps.
I have a whole bunch waiting for me at home.
Why didn't you bring some with you?
So excited. Well, because they're not stale enough yet.
They're not. Oh, well, how much longer do they have to go?
I don't know. I'll just try them when I get home, and then I'll decide.
Do you do like a quality test every day?
I do, a little bit.
If it has a little bit of bounce? It's
just got to be real crunchy. You can do a little bit of a feel test first, and then you can bite.
I don't
try to figure it out.
Mm-mm.
Did you buy them in advance and pre-open them?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what you do.
All right.
You buy them when they're in the store. Hey, I'm not alone here. You guys are all looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm finding a bunch of people.
It's not
on
just
Facebook.
The peeps. That's not the only reason we're looking at you like crazy.
System.
You got in my car like a crazy man tonight.
Right.
You've been scaring me for hours.
I did nothing wrong. You texted me, come to the car. I walked to it, opened the door, and then you screamed bloody murder. I thought I was murdering you for a second. I was confused.
That happened. That's how. By the way, I want to know how many other hosts give their producers a ride to work.
No, none. So I shouldn't complain. You're right. You can yell as much as you want as long as you keep driving me here.
I was so surprised that you were there.
Right, thank you.
Because one moment you weren't, and then you were there. It was terrifying.
I'm stealthy.
Which is odd since you invited him to the car.
Okay, let's the technicalities, all right?
We don't have to break down all the logic.
Let's not muddle everything with specifics.
Yeah.
So, speaking of specifics, producer Craig Collins has decided, by the way, it's my burden to bear now because I get Keith Conrad's name wrong.
Yes.
I had to call him producer Keith Conrad. You are now producer Craig Collins.
That's fine.
And so you've pulled some research on the peeps.
I thought it wasn't enough to just tell you how much I like stale peeps, but to give you a whole bunch of peep facts.
Oh my gosh. Where do you want me to even start? We have 16 delicious facts about peeps. That's not even a proper sentence.
Well, you know.
16. That makes no sense in any environment. 16 delicious facts about peeps. You know whether you prefer chicks to bunnies, fresh to stale, or plain to chocolate covered. But there's a lot you may not know about peeps, everyone's favorite non-chocolate Easter. There are chocolate peeps?
I think so.
And how do those taste when they're stale?
I've never had those.
Oh, God. All right. I don't mean it. That's a good noise for the radio.
Right, yeah,
that's
thank you.
You want to make that little guttural noise. There's snorting. There's near vomiting. That's good. I think this all makes for great
radio.
You're
making me feel great right now. Near vomiting.
I think I'm better off if I just go back to saying vagina. It used to take...
Patty's breaking bad. She's breaking bad. There's a red phone in here that I pick up and I talk to management as soon as you break bad.
As soon as I say that? Peeps are more, sale peeps are more disturbing than that.
It's true.
It used to take 27 hours to make a peep. Well, what took so long? In 1953, when Sam Bourne acquired the Rota Candy Company and its line of marshmallow chicks, back then each chick, they were all handmade.
They were.
For 27 hours. How mad would you be if you're like, I got
to
sit here for 27 hours and make this thing?
To make this little peep?
It was with a pastry tube. So he quickly, obviously, set about to make it an automated process. So now it takes, how long do you think it takes to make a peep? Each peep takes how long?
Anyone? 5 minutes.
6 minutes, very close. 6 minutes.
Wow.
These are things you must now remember until next Easter.
Yes.
You'll be quizzed. Not tomorrow.
And impress people at a party.
Next Easter, it takes 6 minutes.
Do you guys know how long it takes to make that peep?
How many peeps do you think are made every single day? Every single day. There are 5.5 million peeps being made. They're being born. Little baby marshmallow chicks.
Yeah, they're in high demand.
Purple
peeps
and
high
pink.
Demand items.
Do they make them for other than Easter?
They make them all the time.
So. I mean, I think they're in the markets all the time. But.
So if they're making them today, so by next week they'll be stale. Can't you just eat those?
Well, no, because they're still wrapped and stuff. Like those ones, they're good for a while.
Why do they wrap them if they're better stale?
I don't know.
Okay. By the way, you know what the
top of your story did mention stale as something that people like, though.
It did. It said
I'm not
fresh,
the only one.
Fresh to stale. I think there's something
Do you have a crazy food item that you like a certain
stale?
Way? That people? No, not stale necessarily. Like a food item you like
do,
a certain way.
Do you
that
prefer your avocado with like when it's all brown and gray and a little bit of fuzz on it? No, I really don't like that.
Well, we've talked about this before. Have you ever taken a chicken nugget and dipped it in a Frosty?
Yes.
Or like a... See, that's
why are you,
good.
Why are you outing me on things? Oh, you're making
see?
People in the,
yep,
in the
people
studio
made,
cringe.
Yeah. And do
my girlfriend will only eat Cheetos stale. Or
yeah.
not technically Cheetos, cheese balls. You know the difference between Cheetos and cheese balls.
Yes.
The kind you get in that big clear plastic drum
yes.
for $5 at Walgreens.
Mm-hmm.
She will open the lid, leave it out, no joke, about 10 days. before she considers it to be aged properly.
And you know what that tells you? That there are no critters or bugs that find those appealing, that they leave it alone.
Yeah, right.
Days.
Yeah.
That there's no animals coming to find that. Here's something that I've never told you. At my wedding,
okay.
You know, we had a gift table, and somebody left one of those huge drums of cheese balls at my wedding without their name on it.
Hilarious.
So for 14 years, the mystery has been who left me cheese balls.
Was there a guest that didn't give you any gift at all?
I didn't keep track of that. Like, I just sent thank you notes if I wasn't sure what they gave me. I'm not a very organized person. Thank you for coming. Thank you for your gift. Thank you for your lovely gift. So whoever gave me the cheese balls, I said thank you for your lovely gift to them. So they probably now think that I love cheese balls.
I wonder if it was a total accident. If, like, support staff left one, like some waitress or something.
They were not intended for me.
They just had a cheese balls.
Not intended for me to eat with my Grand Marnier when I went back to my honeymoon suite.
Maybe it wasn't a wedding gift at all.
What? Yes, I had cheese balls and Grand Marnier at my honeymoon suite.
How is your stomach intact?
How are cheese balls and honey and Grand Marnier not?
That sounds wonderful.
That sounds fantastic.
It sounds just like dipping a chicken nugget in a Frosty. That's what it sounds like. No one laugh. Dip. I had a hiccup.
Uh-huh.
Very poor point. Patty, no one knows what you're doing. You're waving. Dip.
Okay.
I said dip. Dip, dip, dip. Dip.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second. Can you?
Chicken nugget.
I'll
Ted,
save you.
Ted, I think
I like stale ginger snaps.
Do you? That's good. Tastes just like
okay.
dip.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing, Ted?
I'm not touching this. No, I'm while we're here.
Okay. So let's go back to our... by the way, do you know what the name of the town is that makes the baby chicks?
See, it happens to people. Yours happened at a better time.
Mine happened because of yours. That's why it happened.
Peepersville?
Peepersville. Yeah, they you know what? They founded a whole town. It's you know what we shall make here?
Oh, they should.
We shall make Peeps.
They should find a town of Peeps.
They're made in Bethlehem. I'm not kidding. What? They're made in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I didn't say.
Right, it's close enough.
They are born in Bethlehem, so there is
There's a religious tie.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. In 1 year, the company makes enough Peeps to circle the earth twice. Two times. Dos veces. That's how I'm keeping myself grounded. I'm going to speak Spanish.
Nice.
My mom can't call in, so I shall. Yo se puedo. So number three, yellow chicks are the original Peep and still the favorite. Yeah, I think that there's I think that it ruins the whole thing when you make them purple or pink or blue.
Yeah.
The blue ones I think are kind of scary. They look nuclear. I don't like that. Am I wrong?
No, you're fine. I don't even like the bunnies at all. I just like the chickens.
Yeah, bunnies are just wrong because bunnies don't. Well, do baby chicks peep?
I don't know.
Why are they called Peeps?
Everybody peeps.
They have a book about that. Everybody peeps. Zebras peep. Horses
Everybody
peep.
Does.
Everybody peeps. Yellow bunnies are the second most popular color shape combination. Pink is the... yellow bunnies. This is a typo because they can't both be second.
I just printed it for you.
Pink is the second best, so yellow is number one.
Got it.
The recipe has been the same the entire time. Granulated sugar, liquid sugar, and corn sugar syrup. Mm.
So like we said, sugar.
Sugar. To which gelatin and vanilla extract are later added. Excellent.
Smart guys.
If you want to go to there's a virtual factory tour. I bet you there are people who are obsessed with Peeps.
I'm going to go on that right now.
There you go. The equipment has been the same until now. Oh, they just changed it. So there you go. So you can see the depositor, and there's like they do six rows of five Peeps at a time. That's how they come in a box. That's why the serving size is five.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their formula, I believe, for all your nutrient content. I don't know. There's really not a lot of this is really pertinent to our conversation. I'm just going
to
flip through this.
I just wanted to give you a whole bunch of Peeps.
Peeps used to have wings. Oh, I find that fascinating. Oh, sugar-free Peeps? No, that's not. That's
how
not.
Do you yeah, have wait, how sugar is that possible? Free out of something that's all sugar?
Hey, there's no rioting on this show. Wow, how is that?
Just an empty box. That's really, it's just sugar-free an empty peep. Box wrapped in.
Just inhale. Inhale
Who would
here.
Want a sugar-free Peep?
Counterintuitive, we know, but in 2007, the first line of sugar-free Peeps hit store shelves. Well, you know why?
Because you're right, Craig. The flavor of Peeps is sweet. I mean, it's
right. Who would want that?
That's like having cola flavor or no cola Coke. I mean, it's like it's kind of ingrained in what it is.
Right.
Yes. I'm not arguing.
Is sugar-free cotton candy a thing? Is that a thing?
No, you got to Google that. You have
I'm
a computer
Google,
in front
Google
of you,
that.
And we want to hear the sounds of your keyboard going.
No,
so
I'm not
we know
gonna,
you're doing
I
your work.
Mute it. No.
No, I want to hear the work. Let's hear the work. No, you're muting it. He doesn't want to. I want show your work. No. All right. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say what the... Well, it's because of the Atkins diets and the South Beach diet. I'll bet you they... That, in 2007, those were really popular diets, so they wanted to make sure they didn't lose all those people who were not eating sugar anymore. So you got to go after that and get your sugar substitutes. Why is everyone looking angry at me? I didn't make the sugar-free Peeps. This is not my creation.
There is sugar-free cotton candy, too, by the way. I don't know how there is.
Oh, they really are everyone's favorite non-chocolate Easter candy. It's the number one. They're... 1.5 billion Peeps. You know what? I disagree. I don't think that there are 1.5 billion Peeps consumed because I, for a fact, know that I ate two, bit the head off another one, and threw the rest away.
Right. So, yeah, I think a lot of people do buy them and then throw them out.
I think a lot of them throw them away. Or they let them get stale and go, you know what? One was enough. One stale, nasty, on my counter for 5 days Peep was enough. How many do you have in a sitting, do you think?
Oh, I don't know.
You pop them like popcorn?
I mean, because they're a polarizing Easter product, so a lot of people don't like them, don't eat them. So I just have a bunch left over. So I have a lot of Peeps.
By the way,
I consume a lot.
Just so you know, the Peeps may be destructible, but their eyes are not destructible. Now, let me clarify what that means. Some scientists at Emory University, they are also dubbed as Peeps investigators, decided to test a theory that Peeps are an indestructible food. In addition to a microwave, the pair tested the candy's vulnerability to tap water, boiling water, acetone, and sulfuric acid, which survived them all. When they upped the ante with some phenol, the only thing that didn't disappear were the eyes.
This is stuff we need to know, Patty.
So when you're consuming these things, you have just Peep eyes hanging
out?
Yeah, the Peep eyes,
they go in, I guess.
Do you look for the Peep eyes later?
I don't, no.
Okay.
Don't pay that much attention.
You're supposed to check.
I think you should check.
Apparently.
That when you have Goldschlager. Those are the two times you should be checking. Mm-hmm. All right. We know that there's chocolate-covered Peeps. Those are nasty. Brand new for the 2014 Easter season were the Peeps Party Cake-flavored marshmallow with 10 chicks. You missed that one. Let's see how that tastes.
Wonderful.
You know what? I'll bet you they're on sale.
Yeah. No, everything's going to be on sale tomorrow. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. There's a lip balm flavored like Peeps.
Why?
I don't know.
No, you didn't need to know that. How do you not want that?
Well, that doesn't sound like I can make it stale.
That's a very good point that you
leave
make
the top
there.
Off?
Yeah, just leave the top off for a while.
Yeah, there you go. That's good. It's just gelatinous.
All right.
On New Year's Eve, Bethlehem drops a giant Peep instead of a giant ball. Just a giant Peep for their New Year's Eve celebration. Because I'm guessing their industry...
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
That could be cute, though.
That could be cute, especially if it's breakable. I bet if it's stale, it breaks like that.
But they're non-destructible.
No, but if they're stale, they're crunchy.
They are. They're crunchier, yeah.
Believe it or not, Peeps are not just Bourne's best... Oh, they sell Mike and Ike's. Did you know that?
No.
They sell Mike and Ike's. You know, I bet you there's more information about Peeps. I don't know how it's possible, but there's going to be more on WGN anymore. Right after this. This is Patty Vasquez, and I'm eating chocolate M&M's, peanut M&M's. They're coated like Easter eggs, so they're the pastel variety. I also have, we've been talking about Peeps. For the adults in us, now that you have all this candy, what can you do to make that taste last longer? There are three Easter candy martini recipes that we're going to post on my Facebook page on the Patty V Show. And these are, the first one is a sparkling jelly bean martini recipe. And they actually tell you how to infuse your vodka with jelly beans. So this is, I kind of got to try this. It's to make jelly bean infused vodka, place a half cup of vodka and a quarter cup of jelly beans. What happens if you do a half cup of jelly beans? Go nuts. I mean, what could possibly happen except more sugar? I'm just saying, break all the rules. No rules.
Who cares?
Hashtag no rules with a Z.
Hashtag directions are for suckers.
That's right.
Take that.
Boom. All right, so you can infuse them with a half cup of vodka, a quarter cup of jelly beans, and you put them in a glass jar for about 48 hours, and that will make, if you strain that, it makes 4 ounces. Well, that's hardly enough vodka for whatever you want to make. You can make one drink? Craig trying to do the math.
You do 4 ounces in just one drink?
Just
that's like
kidding.
Half of a drink.
What's half of a drink? 4 ounces?
Like 8 ounces is a little...
That's a lot of vodka.
Right.
Okay, now we need a bartender to call us and tell him.
It's only an ounce or two.
Isn't 1 ounce a shot?
Yeah, an ounce is a shot.
So 4 ounces is 4 drinks.
Right.
So, but if you're having a party, then that's how many you get one after I'm done. So that's a jelly bean now. And then you mix that with 3 ounces of champagne and a lemon wedge. Of course, you know what I'm having tonight. I'm having an ochratini. I know you're
ochratini.
Jealous.
Yeah, that sounds great.
You don't understand. See, now, Ted is a vodka drinker. I think.
Yeah, but not
okra. I feel like I,
I do have to say a shot is an ounce and a half. Ounce and a half.
Ounce and a half.
Yes.
Yeah. That
because
sounds...
1 ounce is 2/3 of a shot.
Oh.
There you go. Sue, see, 4 ounces is not enough drinks to make. I'm just.
I'm just trying to prevent the texts that are going. I know are going to come in.
Where did she get her bartending license from? Yeah, nowhere. I just did a 1, 2, 3. I did a count. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's it. People like coming to my bar. I used to bartend at Grizzly's Lodge. People loved my Long Islands. I didn't know what I was doing. They're just pouring all kinds of booze in there. It was fantastic. That might be why they went out of business. Hold on a second. I'm starting to put all this together. I think I understand what happened to that bar. Here's a drink I didn't. Oh, now do you like the caramel Cadbury egg? Eggs? Those,
yes.
You like those?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll save all of mine for you, Craig. They are all yours.
Why other people don't?
They're gooey.
They're terrible.
They're great.
They're super gooey.
I mean, the regular Cadbury egg is better.
A regular Cadbury egg?
Am I on the same page as you?
Caramel. Oh, there's caramel.
Caramel Cadbury egg.
I stopped eating the commercial when they would.
And there's a regular one.
It looks like an egg yolk in the middle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That one's really good.
Now I'm on your page.
No.
But they're both. A minute. You don't like any of them?
I'd rather eat a peep, but no, those are horrible.
They're the best Easter candy, hands down. The
commercial's good, though.
Everyone here says no. Commercials look good?
Ted doesn't even like the normal ones?
No.
None. That's way too much sugar.
And
you know what? I don't like Fannie Mae eggs either.
Okay, now wait a minute.
Just too much.
When people say it's too much sugar, is it because you think that like it's bad for you?
No,
it's physically painful.
Yeah, it's just it. I mean, the first bite or two are delicious, and then the third one's like, okay, this is a lot going on here.
When I bite into a Cadbury egg, my dentist wakes up with a happy dream. That's right. All I know.
They're great. They're wonderful. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
What if we put a peep inside the Cadbury egg?
A stale peep in a Cadbury egg? I'm there for days.
Okay. So do you like martinis, Craig?
Yeah, I do.
You sound confused.
Like,
I don't know what to like now. Now I'm confused.
Here's how you would make to make it taste like. This one you don't use the caramel Cadbury eggs.
Too bad.
You would use a Bailey's Irish cream with caramel. I didn't even know they made that. Cream de cacao. I never know how to say that.
I don't know. You were a terrible bartender.
One time someone came in and ordered a gimlet, and I said, we don't serve giblets. I didn't. So found out that it was vodka with roses lime juice was the correct answer. Mm-hmm. Correct answer was an old fashioned, and I was like, I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
I'm 22. I can't make that for you with your muddling of your cherries and sugar. I don't have time. We also have so the other one. So that's the cat. We'll put it on my Facebook page. But this just looks crazy. Oh, there is a peep martini.
Yeah, it sounds awesome too.
That would be you use fluff marshmallow vodka with some vanilla syrup.
I didn't know that was a thing.
You've never seen the flavor
marshmallow vodka? No.
There's also Cinnabon vodka. Where have you been?
There's apparently vodka for every flavor.
There's like 50. I mean, they're not kidding.
There's a Cinnabon vodka.
Cucumber.
There's a Cinnabon vodka. That's just getting like kind of crispy. Like you can just put your own like cucumber slice in them.
Well, but they actually make it though.
Cucumber vodka.
You're not even talking into a microphone. You're just yelling at me across the studio, Robbie. So the cucumber vodka I'm being gestured to wildly is very tasty.
Hmm.
But there's also like whipped cream vodka. There are a lot, tons of, like you said, there's like 50 flavors.
Wow.
Now you have to do research. Go try them all.
I guess.
You think. No, I'm not going to encourage that kind of behavior.
Right, yeah, no. Not all at one time.
No, not even ever. Like, you know what? Acai vodka messed me up one time. That was bad. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. That's how you pronounce that word. Acai.
I know that's how you pronounce it.
It looks like acai. People would say
like acai or something.
Acai. Yeah. That was really popular for a while.
Acai. Like, it's supposed to be super healthy, right?
Antioxidants.
Yeah.
Antioxidants. And then so are pomegranates. So then there's
don't understand why you have to put the healthy stuff in with your alcohol.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you're doing it because you're going to go home and have that kale craptini that you're going to drink.
I do not drink kale craptinis.
I think that's what it's called.
It's an okra tini.
Okra craptini.
Okra craptini. Yeah. Okay.
It is the...
Why would you do that to yourself? Why can't you enjoy...
It is not for the purpose of the health benefits to have an okra tini. It actually, in this case, is for the taste of the okra that it's been pickled in a little bit of a spicy juice. To answer your question, in the same way you would have a dirty martini, like the olives, I'm not drinking a dirty martini for the health benefits of the olive with the pimento.
I understand.
Do you?
Maybe not.
It's like, I understand the words. I don't understand the purpose.
Right. I really... How good were those okras, Ted?
Oh, I love okra. I never got any.
You didn't get any of those?
Yeah.
He took that.
The vat that Nick took.
That's so funny. This is the greatest thing ever. Hey, do you want some okra? Sure. Bye-bye. All right. I'll see you later. Took my whole jar.
I mean, he actually brought his own hand truck, his own dolly, just so he knew he was going to be taking it.
That's how we play on WGN. Have trolley, we'll take okra. Oh, yeah. Let's dance. If you're at home, let's dance. Hey, I want to say hi to Barbara, our friend, the nurse, who wanted to call in and let us know that she never gets a ticket because she's a nurse. And wait a minute. I don't know if was I supposed to say that, Barbara? No, she put it on my Facebook. It's public, I think. So I think that's, hey, Barbara, we always love hearing from you. And thank you for the work that you do, because the nurses are our most important healthcare. I don't want to make the doctors feel bad or everybody else, but they're on the front lines. They're the ones that are the communication between the doctors, the patients, the family members. And in my life, they've always been very important. So thank you, Barbara, and all my friends that are nurses. That means all of you that are nurses. You're my friends. We want to thank our texter who recommends that when I do lose it on the air, that we should call that Patty Melt. And we like that so much that our friend Toy Rivers is trying to find a gift for you. So if you can send now, but you have the information from his number or
I
their
do,
number.
Yeah, I can connect with them.
So we're going to connect with you, and Toy is trying to find something. Do we know if it's a man or a woman?
No.
No, we don't know. So that
we can figure that out, though.
We can figure that out. They can let us know. Because she just gave me a pin that's in the shape of a martini glass with a stick of okra in it. Yes, it is okra. Be quiet. It's really tasty. So, yeah, so that's what we're having fun tonight. I'm a little bit slap happy. I might be a little sleep deprived, but I am here every night this week. So this should go very well. Craig, you don't have to be here for the rest of that. But you're here in spirit with me, hanging out. I'll think about you all the time when I don't say Craig Collins. I will be saying Keith Conrad.
Well, thank you. And I am here, just not with you.
I know. You're here with Gary Meyer.
Yeah.
Taking care of running that show, helming that vehicle.
Running that thing.
And what we do for the show is we sit down, we go through different stories that pop up in the news, and sometimes things catch my eye. And this one, I get so... frustrated when this happens just at water parks, but this happened to an entire town. The Portland Reservoir is going to be flushed after a teen tinkled in the water supply. So that is happening. The 3 years ago, they had to drain a $7.5 million reservoir at the same Mount Tabor location.
Right, yeah. I thought this has happened before.
It's happened before, but this time it's going to be that time it was 7.5 million gallons. This time it will be 38 million gallons are going to be discarded after this 19-year-old was videotaped in the act of whizzing in the reservoir.
See, I don't understand that, how they've let this happen before and they don't have better protection against it. Now.
Well, and here's the problem is that they say that the urine poses little risk because animals routinely deposit waste without creating a public health crisis.
Huh.
But he said that they don't want the officials say they don't want to serve water that was deliberately tainted. So that apparently they're thinking this 19-year-old was trying to do it on purpose. So then he accomplishes even more by making them clear out the entire supply.
Or maybe they just don't want to encourage other people to start peeing in it.
At the expense of getting rid of 38 million gallons of water.
Yeah.
Just send him the bill.
Just send him the bill. Yeah. 38 million gallons. Wow. That's incredible. The incident occurred shortly after 1 a.m.
Couldn't they hire, like, security guards or something to stop this from people peeing in their giant
Well, but I mean, I'm guessing a reservoir, you're covering a lot of ground. And I guess, you know, there must be weaknesses in the fortress of the reservoir. It's not like they've got armed guards.
Patty.
Yeah, I don't think that they're not standing there with like machine guns to keep people from peeing in the reservoir. It's just
they
not.
They should.
They need to be, though. This is a lot of water to lose.
It is a lot of water to lose.
I'm just trying to create jobs, Patty.
There's no evidence that any urine reached the water and whether or not it would even harm anyone if it did. It's just very wasteful, said somebody else. And the last time it happened in June of 2011. The man eventually pleaded guilty to misuse of a reservoir. Yeah, that is misuse. That's what I hate about the law is you have misused this reservoir with your tinkling.
You would like it to be more specific?
I want it to be you tinkled in the reservoir.
The crime, pee in the reservoir?
Yes.
Been convicted of pee?
No, I think there's got to be there's got to be a better way to word that than misuse of a reservoir. You know when I got hit by somebody who fell asleep behind the wheel, you know what their ticket was for?
Misuse.
Failure to reduce speed.
Wow.
He was asleep behind the wheel. Yeah. The reason he was
just like the CTA driver?
Yeah.
Failure to reduce speed.
Because they were unconscious.
It's accurate.
It's accurate.
That is a right, a correct description.
They were unable to use their foot on the gas because they were asleep.
Yeah.
You know, I was saying that the problem with the pee in the reservoir, it reminds me of when I've been to Great America when they have to close down the entire water park because there's been some fecal matter in the water park.
It's not what you want.
It's not what you want. But I mean, like, and it ruins everybody's day.
It does, yeah. One person who did that.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I wonder if you, like, alert somebody or do they just see it? You know, like, how does that situation arise? You know, does somebody cop to it? Do you say, sorry, we had a little bit of an incident
over
here. I got really excited on that slide.
And then they call that misuse of the slide.
Misuse of the slide. Well, yeah, that's a bad day.
That is a bummer. That used to happen at a public pool that my family would go to that once in a while someone would do something in the pool and then
to clear the whole thing out. Yeah, you got to get out of the water. Well, and you kind of want to get out of the water.
You do.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's not always a Snicker bar. It's not always a Snicker
Sometimes
bar.
Sometimes it is, though.
Sometimes it is. What was that toy?
It happens a lot.
Well, it does happen. It does happen a lot because you have kids in the pool and they don't always. And the thing is about a pool is that it's very relaxing to little kids. So
pools, play areas.
Yeah,
there's ball pits.
Oh God, I'm never going swimming again.
I'm not a big fan of chlorine anyway. I think they over chlorinate a lot of pools. I'm done with it.
So you prefer Lake Michigan?
Okay, so let's not split hairs here. Yeah, it's disgusting, but at least it's somewhat organic. No.
Right, you're getting in touch with nature and all the chemicals.
I was a lifeguard at North Avenue, and I remember one time I swam from the boathouse, from the front of the boathouse to the Fullerton Point, and I was gonna swim back, and I got out of the water, but there was a sludge, like I could pull like on my skin, this like just gook. Yeah, it was nasty. It was goop. It was nasty, 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 nasty. And so I ran the rest of the way back. I did not swim. Here we want Patrick. See, I'm with Patrick. Patrick, what do you think about this reservoir in Portland?
I think whoever is in charge of dumping all that water should be fired immediately.
Right.
And anybody that supported that should be fired immediately.
Yeah, he
Plain
says.
And simple. How many gallons did they waste? You said
38 million. 38 million gallons. Okay. And this is what he says. The official says, we're not in the arid Southwest. We're not in the drought-stricken parts of Texas or Oklahoma. It's easy to replace those 38 million gallons of water. Because what? Can you believe this?
No.
No.
Just on I'm a heating and air conditioning guy, and I go by carbon monoxide. And the way we measure it is parts per million.
Right.
So if you think of the amount of water that they just wasted on a parts per million basis, there's no way anybody in the world would have ever tasted that guy's pee. Again, like you said, plain and simple, you said the guy, they don't even know if it contaminated it.
Right.
He peed uphill. I mean, well, plus, this is just like
Think of all the squirrels and the deer that are taking a leak there too.
Don't even get me started on that because you don't want to think. You know what my kids say about the water off of the faucet?
What?
They say I don't want to drink pee, fish pee.
Fish pee. There's a lot of that going on. Yeah.
I mean, it's Lake Michigan. Lake Michigan, how many fish are in that lake?
A lot. Yeah. Bunches. I haven't had time to count, but when I get a chance.
And it's getting filtered and treated. And, I actually used to deliver bottled water to different places and found out that up in Cary, their water treatment is basically the wastewater comes back into, they have three basins that are maybe 3 feet deep of wastewater that they let saturate back into the ground.
No.
And then they pump the well water, filter it, clean it, and send it back out.
That's in Cary?
That's in Cary, but if I'm not mistaken, that's pretty much every town there is. Even, what is it, right off of 290, right by, when you get on 290 going into the city from 53, there's a water treatment place there.
Okay.
And, that's, what is a water treatment place?
Right. They're taking the wastewater and
wasted water and cleans it up, gets rid of all the poop and all that good stuff.
I'm oddly thirsty. Hold on a second. I got to get some water. Thank you so much. And that's a lot of information because Gene wanted to chime in. Hey, Gene, what do you want to tell us about?
Well, you've gone from peeps to pollution, I guess. And I share your disgust about peeps. Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine anyone actually eating those things. And I'm not all that pure of heart or of food to say that. But last week, there was a directive that came out from some agency or whatever that said that pool chlorinated water in the pool combined with urine makes another chemical I had never heard of, and that it is really not good.
That, you know what? I actually had heard that, and producer Keith Conrad refused to believe me. He said it was a old wives' tale or a myth. And Gene's on my side. I had read the same story, and that it creates a different toxic chemical that's really dangerous for you.
Right, correct. And you know, I got thinking. I mean, there are people even who enroll their babies in swimming classes, you know, that theory that if they learn to swim very, very early, and I'm just thinking, oh, my God, a baby wouldn't even know. Even a toddler might think of closing their mouth.
Yeah, no.
But, oh, my God, that is just, it just horrified me. Because, and then, you know, the problem is true in our society, the well-meaning people will come up with some counteractive thing, and that could prove to be even worse. I mean, that's just, oh, my God. We human beings are living a complicated situation.
Sometimes the solution is worse than the problem.
It is. It really is. So anyway, go ahead.
I agree with you. And what are you going to do to counteract that? We've got chlorine, you got urine, you got the third chemical, and now you have to count. And then it just eats upon itself. Well, Gene, thank you so much for chiming in and for backing me up on that. I'm going to tell Keith Conrad that tomorrow. He'll be back.
I won't be too mean to him.
Thanks, Gene. Have a good night. We're hanging out talking about pee in the reservoir. Don't pee in the reservoir. Don't do that. People got to drink and swim. Do people swim in the reservoir, do you think?
No, hopefully not.
No, because then
I think that's discouraged, yeah.
That's
the
discouraged.
The study is real. I just found it. The study about urine and mixing with chlorine. And,
it's bad for you. Don't stop peeing in the pool.
Apparently
you're killing everybody.
Things.
We'll find out more on WGN. Hey, Craig. Can you let our texter who has named our segment Anytime Patty Loses It on the air, the Patty Melt? I have tickets for Zanies for tomorrow night at the Funny Females. I'll be at Zanies on Wells hosting that show. There will be 8 to 10 women doing stand-up comedy at 8:30. And we also have a pin for him. So if he comes tomorrow night, I've got a pin for him that says, I'm a boob man. So that's our breast cancer awareness pin from Toy Rivers. And so I hope he can make it. And we'll send those. Just let him know, find out his name, and I can give him up to 4 tickets for tomorrow night's show. And again, I'll be at Zanies on Wells. You can go to zanies.com. Tickets are only $10 with a 2-drink minimum. And it's a really fun show. And then I'll be here right after that. So I'm here every night this week. Then I'm going to Indianapolis. I'm a globetrotter. You can't get me out of the Midwest pretty much. But I've lived in Chicago my entire life. And I've moved from apartment to apartment. When you've moved, Craig, have you ever gotten a letter from your neighbors? Or have you ever gotten like a welcome wagon basket or anything?
Not at all.
Nothing? You ever been welcome?
No, I actually wound up. I have a neighbor now who I used to work with. Like, she worked with me at another company a few years ago, so it's kind of funny that she lives like 2 floors up.
Did you know that when you were going to rent the apartment?
No, not at all. So I found that out.
What are the chances?
Not good, probably.
Apparently 100%
in
retrospect.
But that's the only neighbor I've ever had more than 2 conversations with.
Oh.
Ever.
Do you not like making eye contact?
No, they just don't. I don't
Doesn't
really
happen?
I don't know. In the city apartments, do you have neighbors you know?
You know, I used to live in an apartment on Wilson Avenue near Wilson and Lincoln, right in Lincoln Square. We were talking about that earlier. And we had like those back walkways, and some of us had our bathroom windows were on that walkway.
No.
So my neighbor, and some of them had the bathtubs were lined up with the wall. So I was walking past one day and I see my neighbor just full schlong and all walk by, and I was like, whoa, hello, neighbor. I didn't know. It was very, because it was just, that was the only part that was open from like the ledge. It was just that part of him was visible.
So you didn't see the top part.
I knew who he was. It was my guy across the hall. And I was like, hello, okay. This is going to be awkward in the hallways. No.
You're not going to make eye contact with him anymore.
Just the groin area. Yeah. He was a cute guy. I just had never, then it got weird. Then it would be,
that would be weird.
Yeah. You know, why are you looking at me like that, Toy? It's a true story.
Who designed that bathroom that that's the only part that would be shown?
Well, I think a lot of buildings are kind of like divided and cut up that way. And that, yeah, I mean, like he could have put a shower, like a shower liner along that window, but chose to just.
No, I agree with her, though. Why would you design it with even giving the chance?
That whole building was kind of cut up oddly. I think that they, I think, if I recall, it used to be like one bedroom or two bedroom apartments, and they chopped them up into studios so they could make more money that way with more tenants.
But they wouldn't have changed where the placement of the window was, would they?
They might have changed where the bathtub was lined up to, for the, to, you know, to maximize space in the bathroom. I have no idea. I'm not an architect.
Or just put new windows in. Why
are you asking me? I don't know.
It was your story.
It was my story, but I never pondered. I did not design the bathroom. There were a lot of things that were weird about that apartment. Like it had two locks on it, and if you like one, you just couldn't use. But if you put your key in it, that would lock the door, and then you couldn't get it open again. And I would have to climb out onto the back like ledge
and break into your own
and break into my own apartment. That was fun. I like that. I probably should have gone through his bathroom window. Yeah. Hello. I'm sorry. Can
hey,
I, just
hey,
passing
I just
through.
Passing through. You can put clothes on.
Yeah. I've never gotten a welcome package from a neighbor. I've never the building I live in now. Like I'm pretty good friends with my neighbor on one
You've
side.
You've lived there for a while though, right?
14 years. Yeah.
So that's the difference too. I've only lived in apartments for like 2-3 years.
And but you get a mix though, even in houses. Like we have two flats all along our block, mm-hmm. and we street cleaning was coming around one time, and we had ginkgo biloba berries, and my husband was trying to get them to take that as part of the street cleaning process, and he put some more by the curb. And mind you, my neighbors on my block had been out there with their gas powered leaf blowers in the morning, blowing their leaves to the curb, which by the way, it turns out is illegal. You're not supposed to blow your leaves into the street in Chicago. So Steve went and asked him, hey, can you guys come by again? We've got these berries. And they were kind of angry because we're not supposed to do that. And they were like, fine. Only one of the neighbors at the end of the block had pulled his car in front of the house and now was in the way of the street cleaners. So I go running down there. I'm like trotting. I'm skipping little Patty. And I rang his bell and I go, hey, just want to let you know the street cleaners are coming back around. And he goes, why don't you go F yourself? Like no other conversation, but he told me to go F myself. And I'm like, I was stupefied. I didn't even know. I was like, what part of this conversation warranted that I go F myself? There was nothing. Yeah, apparently he was really angry. He was blaming my husband for making them come by again because of the ginkgo biloba berries. But that was the D-bag who'd been out there that morning with. He'd had one like strapped on his back. He had a gas-powered leaf blower. Yeah, the go F myself. Yeah. I was, man, I'm still tempted to key his car because it's been enough time has passed where he wouldn't know why. He wouldn't know why it happened.
Unless he listens to your show.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
So I would destruction of property.
I'll key his car. You're not even involved. Yeah.
No.
Wash your hands of it.
He's going to, Nick DeGilio's going to be coming here soon. There he is. That's Nick DeGilio right there. Hey, Nick, how's the beard coming? She's just the,
it's
Nick, it's coming. It's coming along. Nick DeGilio is in the studio, and
Nick's
rocking
a playoff beard.
He's rocking his playoff. He's playoff stubble right now. Is what's happening.
Do you do playoff beards every year, Nick?
Yeah.
See, this
since
is the first
2008.
So I got to ask you, this is the first year I've done this, and they've lost the first two games. Should I stop?
Yeah, you're supposed to shave if that's the case. But
okay,
it depends. I mean, it depends.
No, I can stop.
Wait, I'm sorry. There are rules to this, so if they lose the first two games, now you shave?
Well, it depends on your vibe. It depends on your
right.
On your mojo.
Instincts.
On your mojo.
How do you know what your mojo
is? Beard.
How do you?
I have brought them two cups by doing the beard.
They're slamming.
He has not yet.
I have not. Every time that I've shaved, they've done well.
You must shave now.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to shave.
You got to shave it.
Somebody's got to do something.
It'll be fine.
I'm going to the game tomorrow.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That'll be good. They're going to win then.
Defeats.
What?
They were crushing defeats.
Yeah, those two games were horrible.
Yeah.
What happened? I haven't been here.
What?
I was in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, in Erie, Pennsylvania? You can't turn on a television in Erie, Pennsylvania? They don't have electricity?
I was staying in a comedy condo. Have you ever heard about the comedy condos?
Yes, I have.
Oh, I was staying, and it's a really nice one, only they had no supplies.
It's a nice one?
It was like a lofted, brand new, like a old factory that was renovated and turned into apartments, only they hadn't stocked it with like pots or pans or silverware. And
it's like living in my place.
It was weird. And it had one of those things where they had the satellite or like the on-demand TV, and there was one remote for everything. But if you turn one thing on, it turned the other thing off. So I could never get both things. I'm like trying to put the power button on the TV. Yeah, so I could not figure it out.
Well, they're just trust me on this.
Okay, it was bad games. So it's better that I didn't watch them. So why be mad at me for that? Isn't it better that I missed it? You're not saying they lost because I didn't watch the game.
Yeah, you did. That's why.
But that's what happened.
Because he didn't shave and you didn't watch the game.
Okay, I will watch the game tomorrow.
Did you watch the games last year?
I did.
See?
I was actually in L.A. watching the Kings, and they had like they had big signs that F the Queens in L.A.
Nice.
I was watching in L.A. while we beat them. We won the cup, right? Against the Kings? What?
No, the LA Kings? We didn't win the cup against the Kings.
Who did we win?
Boston.
Who bought the Kings? Yeah. I can't remember.
The Bruins.
It's all blue.
Last year it was the Bruins. 2010 it was the Flyers.
I helped us win though against the Kings then. That's all I did. Everything else out of my responsibility.
That was important. It was a playoff series.
Yes.
That was important.
I don't know. I like sports. I don't have all the information, you know, retained in my head.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on.
Clearly.
A couple of shows. You and I have an event coming up on May 20th. You are now officially on the flyer, even though no one's actually invited you to do it.
Nobody's told me about it.
I have, repeatedly.
I'm on a flyer now.
You're on the flyer. Yeah. So on May 20th, you, myself, and Steve Cochran are going to do an event Special Olympics at the Gale Street Inn.
That's right.
Yes, that would be fun.
The greatest restaurant on the planet.
Okay. It is. It's the greatest planet. The greatest planet,
greatest planet on the restaurant.
I don't know if you've listened to this show, but I've had what's called a patty melt on the show.
Uh-huh.
I've had a meltdown several times.
I love patty melts.
Aren't they delicious?
Yes. Oh. One of my favorite kind of sandwiches.
I don't eat red meat anymore, so I have to get mine with a turkey, and it's not the same. It's not the same. No, you can give me that look.
Can't.
You're absolutely right. A tuna melt now is all I can have, and that's not
tuna
as good.
Tuna melt's good.
It's not as good, though. It's
when did you stop eating red meat? What
migraines.
The hell is wrong with
you? I have chronic migraines, and for the first time in 20 years, I have not had one since 2013. Since
I got migraines from too much dairy.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not red meat, man. Are you kidding me?
You power through the migraines if it was that.
If I had migraines because of red meat, I'd have migraines every day.
The only time I eat red meat or pork is when Champion Wiener comes in.
This is impressive. The amount of
Wiener and still champion.
Wiener and still champion. Yeah, I can't. There's so many names. In
Champion Wiener. Those guys are big, too, though.
Did you have red meat earlier tonight?
I've had 2.5 hours of sleep in the last 2 days.
Because you can't sleep in Erie, Pennsylvania. There's no electricity.
I couldn't sleep.
There's no hockey.
The water pressure was really bad, too, which does not make for a happy mommy. That's all I'm saying.
How did you say that it's a nice condo? You just rattled off like 80 things that suck about the place.
I know. There have been really bad condos in my life, and this was of the nicer ones. Although there was a really big post, like a big wooden post in the middle, that if you rubbed against it, you would get slivers from it.
Right. Yes. Add that to the list, Patty. This is a really nice place.
I know.
Well, if you're in Erie, Pennsylvania, please come on into the...
the comedy condo.
Yeah, the comedy condo. Get some splinters and you won't have water and there's no food.
No, there was a jug of milk. They left me a jug of milk.
Again, sounds like my place.
Did you ever hear stories about John Fox? You were never supposed to eat the mayonnaise. And who eats the mayonnaise anywhere anyway when you go in there? Other comics have been there. Yeah, he would do. You never heard about that?
No.
Off the air. Patty Vasquez on WGN.